Hello, everybody. I'm going to be talking about some self-care tips. Sit back and relax. I hope you enjoy this podcast segment. I want to start with saying it's always great to spend time in nature. Nature will give you a calm feeling. You can reminisce. You can breathe in fresh air. Exhale that CO2 and just have time to think and get into your zone. So spend some time outside. When I say nature, I don't mean having to go in any kind of wooded area, any place that's unsafe. Nature could just be basically sitting on your front porch, sitting in your backyard, sitting in your car. You know, just go outside. Find a creative outlet. What do you like to do? Do you like to draw? Do you like to sing? Do you like to record music? You know, maybe even journaling. You can read some books on self-help, how to do certain things. Make sure you're drinking enough water. Hug your pet. They need to feel loved too, even when you're going through something, because they know they're not crazy. Bake some cookies. Start a passion project. Tidy up your workspace. Try to get things in order. Try to get things clean. You know, if you're spending a lot of time in your workspace, you want to have it tidy. Learn more about high sensitivity through books and articles. I said journaling already. Maybe you want to have a chat with your loved ones about something. Try to use a calming essential oil and some lotions. You can make a self-care kit for traveling. Grab a blanket, some hot chocolate, and stargaze at night. Add some gentle products to your beauty routine. You can cut out caffeine when possible. Buy a few candles and relax. Put your phone on airplane mode at night. Take time to recharge for the weekend. Yoga and meditation is always good. You might want to find a beach, visit the beach, spend some time on the beach, and exhale. Listen to some helpful and motivating podcasts. That's important. Turn off your electronic devices. Grab a pair of sunglasses before you head outside. Play some video games. As far as social media, you might want to follow some positive channels and accounts. That always helps too. And maybe listening to some calming music in a dark room. And I'll be back with more.